A reading from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 19. And again he entered the synagogue, and a man was there with a withered hand. And they watched Jesus to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man with the withered hand, "Come here." And he said to them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent. And he looked around at them with anger, grieved at their hardness of heart, and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the sea, and a great crowd followed from Galilee and Jerusalem and Judea and Idumea and from beyond the Jordan and from around Tyre and Sidon. When the great crowd heard all that he was doing, they came to him, and he told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, lest they crush him. For he had healed many, so that all who had diseases pressed around him to touch him. And whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God." And he strictly ordered them not to make him known. And he went up on the mountain and called to him those whom he desired, and they came to him. And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, so that they might be with him, and he might send them out to preach and have authority to cast out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, to whom he gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Frederick Hett, Ascension Lutheran Church, Landover Hills, Maryland.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus once asked his apostles, "Who do people say I am?" Today's lesson presents us with three groups of people who have something to say about Jesus. The first group are the Pharisees, who are angry that Jesus seems to concern himself more with the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy, than he does with the strict adherence to all their rules. How dare he heal on the Sabbath, which is supposed to be a day of rest? What do the Pharisees have to say about Jesus? He must be destroyed. The second group who have something to say about Jesus are the demonic spirits who cry out, "Jesus, you are the Son of God!" They get it right, but Jesus silences them. Jesus does not need or want the testimony of demonic spirits. The third group who have something to say about Jesus are in verse 14 of our lesson. Jesus appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, and sent them out to proclaim the message. Their title, apostles, literally means the sent ones. And what do they have to say about Jesus? It is the same message with which Jesus began his ministry in the first chapter of Mark. The time has come. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. And it is the same message that Jesus gives us to share with others. It is the old, old story of Jesus and his love. The time has come. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. Baptized into Christ, we are, as we confess in the Nicene Creed, apostolic. Certainly, that means we are built on the foundation of the word of the apostles and prophets. And certainly, it means that our faith goes all the way back to the faith held by the apostles. But it also means that you and I are the sent ones. Go, Jesus says, go and make disciples of all nations. Go. It is the imperative that makes us apostolic. We are to go and proclaim this message. The time has come. God's time had come for God to fulfill all His promises. Way back in the garden, when our first parents rebelled, God promised that He would send one who would crush Satan and redeem humanity. That time had come. God sent His Savior. For every person that you and I encounter, there is an urgency about us sharing the good news, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. This may be the very day that they must stand before God. You may be their last opportunity to hear the good news of a Savior, Jesus Christ. The kingdom of God is near. How near? How close? The kingdom of God did not come with battalions of angels to drive the Romans into the sea. It came in a humble carpenter, riding on a donkey, enthroned on a cross, crowned with thorns. It was right there. It was Jesus. God's loving rule comes to us in Jesus Christ. And He is right here, right now, for you, for me. Jesus comes to us in His Word, in water, in bread and wine, wanting, waiting to touch our lives. Repent. Today, for a lot of people, repentance means saying, "I'm sorry," and most often means, "I'm sorry I got caught." That's not what Jesus means by repent. What Jesus means by repent is our recognizing the hopelessness of our situation. It is my recognizing that my sin separates me from God, and my recognizing that in being separated from God, I am separated from life itself and from everything that gives life purpose and direction and meaning, and my recognizing that there is nothing that I can do about that. I, a sinner, am powerless to approach a holy God. I have nothing to offer God to pay for my sins. My situation is hopeless, and there is nothing I can do about that. Except believe the good news. Jesus extends the invitation. Believe the good news. And the good news is that Jesus has effected reconciliation with God. Jesus has taken all of our sins on Himself and restores us to God. And in restoring us to God, Jesus has defeated the finality of death. Jesus is resurrection and eternal life for all who will simply accept the gift of resurrection and eternal life in Jesus. Jesus once asked His apostles, "Who do people say I am?" It is a miracle of God's grace that you and I have been led to confess, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." May God move us to be His sent ones, taking to a sin-sick world the message, "The time has come, the kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news that Jesus is forgiveness and resurrection and life for all who would believe in Him." May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus for life everlasting. Amen.
We thank Pastor Frederick Hett for today's meditation on God's Word.